Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Nicaragua has formally cut diplomatic relations with Ecuador and accused the country of violating international law. It comes after Mexico suspended ties with Ecuador over a raid on its embassy in Quito. On Friday, Ecuadorian authorities deployed security forces to the Mexican embassy in Quito and seized former Vice President Jorge Glass, who has been granted political asylum there. Glass is subject to two sentences of 14 years in total in Ecuador for corruption. Countries including Cuba and Bolivia have condemned Ecuador for violating Mexican sovereignty. Nicolas Suarez has more.
Glass, who served as Ecuador vice president from 2013 to 2018, was released from prison in November after serving time for corruption in a vast scandal involving the Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, and now faces another arrest warrant for diverting funds that were intended for reconstruction efforts after a devastating earthquake in 2016. The Mexican government swiftly reacted with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador ordering the suspension of diplomatic relations with Ecuador, condemning the breach as a blatant violation of international law and Mexico's sovereignty. Ecuador's presidency confirmed Glass's detention, alleging that the Mexican embassy had abused diplomatic privileges by protecting a convicted criminal. However, Mexico maintains that it acted within the bounds of international law by offering asylum to Glass.
Israel has launched airstrikes on a Hezbollah training camp in eastern Lebanon. Sunday morning strikes come after Hezbollah said it downed an Israeli drone on Saturday. Meanwhile, Iran is vowing to retaliate against Israel over the attack on its embassy complex in Syria that killed seven members of its Revolutionary Guards. On the peace front, Gaza ceasefire talks will continue in Cairo on Sunday as the war reaches the half-year mark. The CIA director, a Hamas delegation, and negotiators from Israel are expected to attend. A Shiite militia in Iraq has claimed responsibility for a drone attack targeting the Haifa oil refinery in Israel. The group, known as the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, said its fighters conducted the drone strike at dawn on Saturday. However, no details regarding casualties were provided. Since the outbreak of the Gaza conflict on October 7, 2023, the Islamic Resistance in Iraq has conducted numerous attacks on Israel and U.S. bases in the region. Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng has held several rounds of talks with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Guangzhou. The talks on Friday and Saturday focused on the implementation of the important consensus between the two countries' heads of state. The two sides discussed the macroeconomic situation of the two countries and the world, Sino-U.S. economic relationship, and global challenges. Data shows 119 million domestic tourist trips were made in China during the three-day Qingming Festival holiday, which ended on Saturday. This is up 11% from the same period in 2019. Domestic tourism revenue during the period totaled nearly 54 billion yuan, or about 7.6 billion U.S. dollars. Qingming Festival, or Tomb Sweeping Day, is an important occasion for Chinese to honor their ancestors. Many also spend the three-day holiday on leisure travel. Self-driving, cycling, and trekking became popular modes of travel during the holiday this year. Preliminary results show Peter Pellegrini has won the second round of the presidential election in Slovakia. The incumbent Speaker of the National Council garnered over 53% of the votes. Former Foreign Minister Ivan Korkak had about 46%. The first round of the election was held on March 23rd with nine candidates. Dengue fever outbreaks are at their peak in Argentina. It's leading to a shortage of mosquito repellent in the country. Authorities have lifted import restrictions on foreign-made mosquito repellents to boost supply. Health officials say dengue infections in Argentina have soared to over 180,000 this season, including nearly 130 deaths. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.